Praise the Lord, saints. Our message today comes from the book of Ecclesiastes, the third chapter, verses 1 through 8. That is Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verses 1 through 8. It reads as follows: There is a time for everything, and a season for every activity under the heavens, a time to be born, and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to uproot. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to tear down and a time to build. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to scatter stones and a time to gather them. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to search and a time to give up. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to mend. A time to be silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace. Saints, I want to speak today on the topic, a time for everything. Amen. Amen. We must know that God is in control of everything. In verse 1, he states, there is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. In verses 2 through 8, he breaks it down and gives us examples of exactly what he was talking about in verse 1. God decides everything and he has all the knowledge and wisdom. We as humans think that we are in control and decide our fate. We tend to think that we can do things on our own. God has also had determined when and what will happen. Now let's break that down. First, God has already determined the outcome of everything. I will give you some examples in the Bible. First example, God created heaven and earth at the exact moment he had predestined. Now, some renowned scholars, Bible experts, and scientists have opinions that may differ from this known fact. There is no debating this truth. It happened because God willed it into existence at its appointed time. Another example, God created man, Adam, at the exact moment he had decided that he would be created. And he created him after his own image. God created woman at the exact same time he had already predetermined as well. Now, God freed the slaves in Egypt at the exact moment he willed it to happen. God is the one who softened the heart of the slave owner, Pharaoh, which allowed them to be set free. The slaves prayed and God heard them. But keep in mind, God had already decided to free them even before they opened their mouths in prayer. Here's another example. Jesus had an appointed time on earth. Would you agree? He lived, was baptized, he preached, performed miracles, foretold of his own death, and died on the cross exactly when he was supposed to. Jesus made it a point to tell everyone that he was only doing the will of his Father. Jesus knew, through his relationship with God, when the time was right to do everything that Jesus did. Each thing that I mentioned about Jesus was done at the exact moment God had decided for it to be done. Each event that I just mentioned was done at the exact time God had decided before he even created the world. This shows that God is in control and has an appointed time for everything. Now, let's bring this up to date. Let's talk about us, you and I. Things that happened in our lives were already decided by God. Really? Yeah. This includes every action, every thought, and every decision. Here are some examples. Number one, God allowed us the desires of our hearts at the time at the right time, even though some of those things that we wanted were not his will. God allowed these things to happen so we could learn from our decisions. He knew what those desires of our hearts would be based on our relationship with him. And he knew that those desires would be there prior to our own birth. And it happened at the appointed time. Here's another example. We applied for and accepted jobs when it was time. Now, let's talk some seriousness here. Some of the jobs were not God's will or was only there for a time and for a season. God had decided that this would happen and when it would happen before we were born. God allowed us to make life decisions at appointed times that he predetermined. He allowed those decisions, right or wrong, due to his love and grace. He also showed mercy when things did not go according to the way we planned. We always say that God doesn't open. Let me say that again. We also always say that God doesn't close one door without opening another. We as humans have no idea how true that statement really is. We fail to realize that some doors that God opened were meant to be opened. It was his will. It was also meant to be opened at a certain time. It does not mean that that door was to remain open forever. Think about that. We've had numerous relationships, numerous times where a door was open for us, we went in it, and then all of a sudden it wasn't the right door for us and we left. In contrast, some doors were not meant to be open for us. They were meant for someone else. But we wanted it to be open for us so badly, which God already knew, that God allowed it to happen even though he knew the outcome. We're all guilty of this, so I can't judge anyone because I've done it myself. God has numerous doors. Some of them are for us. Some are not. Even when it comes to like relationships, we beg God, oh, I want this person so bad, I'm in love. And God gives us the desire of our heart at the time that we ask, which he knew we was going to ask anyway, and come find out that that person wasn't really the one for us in the first place. Or we find out that their relationship was only meant for a time and for a season. Same thing with jobs. Some jobs aren't meant to be on forever. Some are just there for a time and for a season, for you to learn something. God has numerous doors. Like I said, some of them are for us, some of them are not. When you have a relationship with God, he will direct you to the right door at the right time, and he will let you know when it is time to move on from that door. He will also direct you to the next door meant for you. In other words, God doesn't close one door without opening another. We have regrets in life and think that we made the wrong decisions in certain situations. As humans, we always doubt our decisions and ask ourselves, should we have done this or not? What we don't realize is that every decision we made was already determined by God based on our relationship with him and would happen when God had determined it. We did not make these determinations. God did. Our decisions are based, like I said, on our relationship with him. He knew ahead of time that we would make these decisions. His grace, thank God for his grace, has kept us from making too many wrong decisions. Now we'll let you in on a little secret. The closer we are to God, the better will be our decision making, because God will make sure that our choices are the correct ones at the correct time. Think about that. How would that be for you if you made the right decision at the right time according to the will of God? If you did that, there would be no regrets. What would you have to regret? The decision you made was the right one. And can you imagine that being your life? Every decision you make is the right one at the right time. Remember what verse 1 states. There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. It is God who determines everything that has happened, is happening, and will happen in the future. Amen? Amen. You know, this brings up a couple of questions, a few questions. Are we satisfied with our life and the things that we have that has happened to us? Did we understand that during that time when we made these decisions or begged God to open a door that perhaps it wasn't time or it was the wrong door? Are we okay with making our own decisions? Me personally, I've made some decisions I know was wrong looking back on them, but I learned from those decisions and I've gotten closer to God as a result. Are we willing to admit that perhaps our decisions need adjusting? I'm raising my hand. Anybody else raising theirs? Are we willing to grow closer to God so that He can make the correct decisions for us? Are we willing to grow closer to God so that He makes the correct decisions for us? Saints, that's the key. There's a time for everything. That's true. And God knows the appointed time for everything. He also knows all the decisions we're going to make, and we've made plenty. He knows what doors we're going to knock on. He knows what doors He's going to open for us, and we're going to walk through. He also knows that some doors aren't for us. He also knows that we're going to keep asking based on our relationship with Him, because the closer you are to God, the better chance you are of making the correct decision. Now, God loves us so much that He does give us the desire of our heart. But perhaps we need a heart change, because some of the desires of our heart just simply isn't the will of God. Sometimes we need to ask God. In fact, every time we need to ask God, is this of you or is this something that's coming out of my flesh? I don't want to get too deep. But in essence, we need to be closer to God so that our decision-making is better. Saints, any way you slice it, it is truly a time for everything. It is also time that we grow closer to God so that our decision-making and our time on this earth will be correct. Amen? Amen. Let us pray. Dear Lord our God, creator of heaven and earth, in the name of Jesus we come, giving you praise and thanking you for this word. Father, we know that you're in control of everything. And we know there's a time for everything, Lord. And I truly believe in my heart, Lord, it's a time for us to get closer to you. It's always going to be a time for us to get closer to you. Help us to do so, Lord, so the doors that are open for us will be for us. And we can walk through it boldly, Lord, on faith. Help us, oh Lord, to understand that our decision-making is based on our faith in you. And that we need you in everything, in every aspect of our lives. It is time for us to grow in you, Lord, to know you better, Lord, and to trust you more. Father, I thank you for this word. I'm not worthy, but you use me anyway by your grace. I pray, Lord, that whoever hears this word will hear what you're saying, Lord, that your grace will extend upon them, that you'll be glorified by your word. I pray, Lord, that this word will go forth throughout the land, throughout the nations. And I pray, Lord, when they hear it, they'll be touched by you, Lord, and be drawn to you by your spirit. Father, to you be all glory, honor, and praise. May you be glorified by this word. And we ask it all in Jesus' precious name. Amen.